Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg here. Folks in Nova Scotia are learning that there's more than one way to win a race. After being turned down by the provincial government for a new Racino destination complex in downtown Halifax, Harness Racing Nova Scotia is going into the next round as what you could call a mutual entry. Who's their stablemate? We'll find out on this edition of Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio. Harness Racing Nova Scotia is working with the Millbrook First Nation in Truro, Nova Scotia, in an effort to build the business case for a new travel destination that could include a harness racing facility. You may recall that last year, a group presented a proposal to the Nova Scotia government that would have seen the construction of a 100% privately funded Racino tourist destination. Their efforts were not successful. Not to be deterred, however, they have formed a strategic alliance with the gentleman on the other end of my line. Walter Deagle represents a major initiative of the Millbrook First Nation. He is a harness racing fan and participant. He's also joined by Lloyd Johnson, senior counselor from Millbrook. Gentlemen, welcome. Welcome to you, Walter.
Thank you very much.
Walter, the idea of having a racetrack on native land as part of an overall complex hasn't materialized in other First Nations. They have tried, and people who have tried to make it happen are First Nations individuals who are also harness racing participants. Why would the plan to put up a new track on native land work this time, do you think?
Well, I think right now, I think the environment is such that all the vested parties working under a very collaborative spirit, and the timing specifically is more conducive to having a facility erected here in the Truro area.
What would make that such a good idea? I mean, we're in a recession. Times are tough. I understand logistically it makes perfect sense to have it on sovereign First Nations land, but can you tell me more about that?
Well, right now I think the economy in Nova Scotia is looking to better days. We've had several very significant announcements here in the province. We have two major initiatives, one being the shipbuilding contract that was awarded to Irving. We have a major hydro project coming. And I think there's an era of optimism and a newfound opportunity here in the province of Nova Scotia.
Mr. Johnson, who is the senior counselor from Millbrook First Nation, is also joining us. And Lloyd, you know, generally a province will say, well, we got enough racetracks, or we don't think another racetrack's a good idea.
We weren't looking to build a new racetrack. I mean, to replace the Truro racetrack, it was either relocate it or do something that would complement it and assist it.
That makes a lot of sense, because there is a good following in Truro, and you wouldn't want to see Truro competing with another track. So this would replace the current Truro racetrack, correct?
Correct. I mean, we want to work with the race people in Truro and Atlantic Canada.
Yeah, well, that makes perfect sense. Truro is the only full-time racetrack in the province right now, isn't it?
Yes.
What kind of feedback are you getting from the folks at Truro?
Well, racing people are looking for us to put this through, and we're open to it. And on the First Nation, we want to develop our Truro Power Center as a designation spot, and we're in the works of building a new hotel there, and everything would work.
It would fall right into line with that. It certainly
it would.
Yeah, it would be a good fit. Walter, you're a horseman. Tell us how the racing industry benefits in a direct way from such a proposed arrangement.
This is a question I love to answer wherever I'm speaking. There's a significant direct impact on the racing level between the horsemen, those that are actively engaged in employment, the breeders, the suppliers. And I think what has been to a degree overlooked is the very significant impact on those industries that supply the harness racing industry, the agricultural component, the transportation and tourism, the gas stations, the restaurants, the you name it, and we're doing it.
What a spin-off.
So the spin-offs are in the millions and millions of dollars.
That's tremendous stuff. Are there any blueprints or visual plans that you've presented to this point?
Yes, we have. We've been working on this file for about a year and a half, and I just want to comment on that briefly, if I will.
Sure.
the approach when we talked before, you know, why is this a better time? One of the things that I think that the Millbrook First Nation does and does very well is plan very strategically for the long term. We've been championing this file now for over a year. We have schematics done already as to what the track might look like. We are very sensitive to the infrastructure surrounding it. We're very sensitive to the political environment on all levels, with a small p, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we're doing is building what we hope to prove to be a very plausible business model that supports it.
Let me ask you, if I may, half mile, 5/8?
We've taken the approach that we're building our initial planning and all that stuff on a 5/8 mile track.
Nice.
But I believe what we will do inevitably in this plan as we move towards hopefully bringing this to its fruition is engaging the horse people of Atlantic Canada. And these are the people, they're the subject matter experts. They're the people that know what will be done well for the industry. So at the end of the day, I think this is one issue. As we come to the planning stage and get down the road a little bit more, this is something that we would put out to them and have them directly impact and give us the feedback as to what they would like to have.
The grandstand, how many seats are we looking at?
It's a very significant undertaking. The actual seating, I honestly can't tell you at this point in time. I know I think the parking lot had enough room for 1,300 cars, but the schematics and all that stuff are part of our planning initiative at this point in time.
Okay. Any roadblocks standing perhaps in the way of this?
We haven't encountered any roadblocks. What I think our approach of a very collaborative approach, a very transparent one, has really brought a lot of the strategic partners on board. We're not running into anything that we haven't been able to talk about, discuss, and come up with solutions. So one of the things we're doing, I know that everybody would like to have things done yesterday, but this is a very significant initiative, a very significant endeavor,
yeah.
And we're plowing through it one day at a time, one week at a time, and one roadblock at a time, if you will.
Very quickly, the partners are?
Well, Millbrook First Nation is actually championing the file at this point in time,
mm-hmm.
But we have reached out to strategic partners. We have been talking with our provincial counterparts. We've been talking to the industry in general. We've been talking about subject matter expertise in the racing industry themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we've really had a very open book approach about this and want to make sure that the initiative is really servicing the needs of all the Vesta parties and groups. And we remain hopeful. We keep crossing our fingers. We hope to see something materialize down the road. If somebody waved a magic wand, I as a horseman might like to have it done yesterday.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you that. Is there a ballpark as to when this might go beyond just a shovel in the ground?
Well, it's a million-dollar question, and I wish to God I had the answer for you. My job in this, my aspect is to be coordinating and pulling everything together.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to mislead anyone. I've said that from the very start. I don't want to misrepresent anything. It will be done when we're ready to do it, but when we're ready to do it, we'll have all our T's and I's dotted.
Very good. Now, finally, you'll be competing with a downtown Halifax casino run by Great Canadian Gaming. Question then becomes, is that going to be a problem? There was speculation that perhaps Great Canadian may have, say, lobbied, if not lobbied, then tried to do its best to make sure that the Halifax track didn't happen. Any problems anticipated from Great Canadian?
Truro's located about an hour and 10 minutes away from the Halifax market.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you quite clearly, I've had discussions with Great Canadian, and I found them to be extremely helpful, open. In fact, I was very extremely motivated by some of the advice that they've been able to provide and direction that they've been all too willing to offer. So
good to know. Good to know. We're going to be watching this closely. It certainly is an exciting concept, and who knows, it may spark other First Nations across the country and members of First Nations who are racing participants to get back on that vein and try and do the same once again. It can only be good for harness racing.
Well, we're inspired by the group in Regina that's brought harness racing back to them, and I think that's proof of concept that harness racing can survive in a smaller market area. And, you know, we're very proud as horse people and what the Maritimes have contributed to harness racing you know, not just in Canada, but internationally and globally. So,
Walter Daigle, Lloyd Johnson, working on the project to bring a racetrack to Truro, Nova Scotia, on the First Nations property, along with an overall entertainment gaming complex. We wish you the best of luck. Thank you for being on Trot Radio.
Thank you very much. We enjoyed having us.